Treasury Board.
Backbencher, one woman's journey through the snake pit of Canadian politics. Nellie Gordon, the new NDP backbencher.
It's a fluke that I won. I was nobody's choice. I'm a paramedic. I don't belong here.
Conservative Herb Proctor, Nellie's House of Commons seatmate.
It's not easy political life. You work too much, sleep too little, spend too much time in planes and beige hotel rooms. And it's hell on relationships.
René Leblanc, Nellie's parliamentary assistant.
Your arrival is causing more of a stir than all of Lars Edmonds' pronouncements combined. So, courage.
MP Lars Edmonds, fellow NDP caucus member.
Madam Chair, I know we live in strange times, but it's hard to believe that one can be elected to office without having read all the party policy stuff.
And Nellie's new office assistant in East Nova, Sean Higgins.
Yo, Nellie's office. What up, dog? Y'all know what to do. Leave a message.
Last time on Backbencher, Nellie ignored all the applicants for that Nova Scotia office and hired the son of her former boss. She called her seatmate a liar in the House of Commons, and she's still trying to figure out where she fits in, even in her own party. Backbencher, written by Wendy Lill, Episode 3, Second Chance.
Okay, caucus. We're out of time. Any more questions?
Ms. Dubchuk. Madame.
Nellie, I'm just caucus chair. Call me Anna.
Anna, can I ask the minister why he cut off the funding to the only women's shelter in East Nova?
The minister's a she, and she's not in the house today.
Why not?
She's at federal-provincial talks on homelessness. What is it, Lars?
I'd like a question on Kenyan food relief.
You had one last week.
I didn't get an answer.
You got more than most.
Excuse me, Anna, could I ask someone else about the women's shelter?
No, it would be a total waste of time. Back to my question.
Wait a minute.
Lars.
Madam Chair, there are children starving every day.
Lars, that's a terrible thing, but there are also women and children cowering in closets.
We're talking thousands of children.
And battered women in East Nova.
That's enough. Both of you. Priority this week, the Leader's Renewable Energy Tour. The questions will be on that. Now to house business. We've got three members out with the flu, so we'll all be covering for them. The Victims' Rights Lobby is on the Hill to support the proposed amendments to the Youth Criminal Justice Bill. Tougher sentences, the whole nine yards. Nellie, your seatmate, Herb Proctor, is one of the lead speakers on the bill for the government, so feel free to go after him.
I will.
Just don't call him a liar again.
Week 4 in this going to Ottawa gig, and my screw-ups are piling up big time. But, oublie ça, as Renee says, water under the bridge. I'm going to keep my focus on why I'm here. To help people. To speak out for the real folks back home. The ones nobody listens to. And, as hokey as it sounds, to fight for a better world. And now it's time to go play nice with my fellow backbencher. Herb Proctor.
You're back. The short-fused, nose-ringed rookie returns.
Now, could I please have my half of the desk back?
You don't want much.
I know. Your last seatmate, Kenny McNeil, never asked you to move the junk.
That's right.
Could you move these papers, too?
Oh.
Not there. That's where my purse goes.
There. Satisfied?
Better.
Good. The picture in the Post was atrocious.
I don't care.
Yes, you do. Women always care.
I don't. That paper is a rag.
So, how was your trip home?
All right.
Well, how's your son, Ben?
He's okay.
You hired staff and got your office set up?
Are you spying on me?
I don't need to. You tell it all to the papers. Wait, I need to hear this.
Will not be supporting these draconian amendments to the Youth Criminal Justice Act.
What an idiot. I've got to speak to that.
The honorable member from Alberta Grasslands.
Mr. Speaker,
The member from the Separatist Party forgot to mention that violent crime by youth offenders increased 30% between 1991 and 2006. 40,000 youths accused of violent crimes in that year. And he says our measures are draconian? Mr. Speaker, rape, assault, and murder are draconian. It's time to wake up and change the law. That's all I have to say.
You're really riled up about this one, aren't you?
You could say that.
Hang 'em high, Herb.
I don't joke about this.
Okay. You know, it would help if you could put that binder in your desk, too.
Is there no end?
That picture you've got in there, Herb, is that your girlfriend? She's cute. A little young, though. Let me see.
That's my daughter. And it's none of your business.
Good morning, Renee.
No, it is not.
What's wrong?
You need to listen to something.
Password?
Yo, Nelly's office. What up, dog? Y'all know what to do. Dude, leave a message.
What's that?
That is the message Sean Higgins, your new assistant, the one you hired over all the others, put on your riding office phone. People have been calling all morning to complain. I changed it.
Oh, thank you.
I talked to Sean. He told me to go pound sand.
Sean said that?
He did. I told him to call you.
Don't worry. I will straighten this out.
Have you eaten anything?
No.
Let me get you a muffin and juice pack to take on the green bus.
Where am I going?
You're covering for Tim Marshall at the Aboriginal Affairs Committee.
I'm what?
Marshall's out with the flu, and the minister's going to be there.
But I don't know the
It's all right. Marshall's staff sent questions to ask the minister about renewable energy and native housing.
But, Renee, surely they want...
You'll be fine. Come here. I'll just retie that scarf. It's looking a bit frippy.
That's how I feel, too.
We'll fix that.
I didn't get my women's shelter question.
Patience. Be patient. There. That's better. How was the house?
Yeah, a lot of yelling. Proctor's right over the top on youth crime. I called him Hang 'em High, Herb.
Oh, don't do that.
Why not?
His daughter was attacked by some young druggie.
Oh, no.
A couple of years ago. It was in all the papers.
Oh, that picture. It was his daughter. Oh, why can't I just keep my big mouth shut?
Time to go. We'll talk after QP. More scheduling.
Mr. Speaker, the Liberal Party of Canada continues to sound the alarm over the use of genetically modified grains, and it continues to fall on deaf ears with this government. Will the minister
Herb, I'm sorry about earlier, about, you know, Hang 'em High, the picture.
It's okay. Forget it.
Excuse me, Madame Gordon, a telephone call from your office in the opposition lobby at your party's desk, line 3.
Thanks. Hey, Renee.
The leader's office just called. A national victims' rights group is holding rallies outside MPs' offices tomorrow, including yours. Sean is going to have to handle that.
Sean Higgins? Handle that? Well, how?
When you talk to him, tell him to keep the doors locked, let people walk about peacefully outside.
In East Nova? I don't know.
Well, that's all I can suggest. You didn't exactly hire a UN negotiator for your riding.
Right.
Nellie, there's an Agricultural Council's reception in West Block tonight. I think you should go. There'll be a farmer there from East Nova.
A farmer? I didn't know we had any farms, except for the odd grow-up.
I doubt that's it.
Well, what kind of farm is it?
Doesn't say here. Maybe pigs or chickens?
Well, what do I say? How are your chickens? I feel like such a phony, Renee. What do I say to a farmer?
Just take a deep breath. Calm down.
But
when you meet the farmer, just smile. Then ask him what kind of year he's had. Then it will all come out while you load up on hors d'oeuvre. You'll be back at the hotel by 8 in time to call Ben. D'accord?
D'accord.
Nelly, one more thing. I need the disclosure form.
I know.
I've been asking you to fill it out for 3 weeks. I need to close the election file.
I'll do it tonight.
You say that every night?
Tonight's the night.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that's my cell. I gotta go. Bye. Sorry, Renee. What I mean by that is absolutely not. Hello, Sean.
Yo. You want to talk? What's up?
First off, you can quit with the what's up, yo this and yo that. You're working in an MP's office now. Try to sound half decent.
Okay.
And don't be mouthing off to Renee.
But she's nothing but a stuck-up.
Sean, would you get your head out of your... Oh, the only reason you got this job is because of your father.
Screw him. I want to be a chef.
Sean, this is what you're doing now. And you've got a lot to learn. We both do. And that's why you got to listen to Renee.
But
Sean, listen. Tomorrow there's going to be a demonstration outside the office.
Oh, no freaking way.
Yes, and you're going to have to deal with that.
I'll chase them off.
No, I just want you to stay inside and leave them alone.
Why?
Because they have a democratic right to express their views.
A bunch of loonies with signs?
They're constituents. I represent them, okay? You hearing me?
You're the boss.
I gotta go. Remember what I said. Bye.
Peace out.
Oh, what have I done? Maybe I should have hired Tina for the job. Whatever her shortcomings, she sure makes a better friend than enemy. And she did do a great job on my campaign. Maybe I was wrong to cave into Earl Higgins. To think I could bury the past. But whatever regrets and doubts wreck your sleep in the night, there's something calm and refreshing and rejuvenating about the hill in the morning. And there's a pathway winding through the maples on the far side of Center Block that ends at my favorite spot, the sanctuary for stray cats.
Good morning, Ms. Gordon.
Proctor, what the hell are you doing here?
Why shouldn't I be?
Well, I just thought...
You don't own the place.
No, but I was...
I'm the one who needs peace and quiet. Stuck at a desk with you all day? At least the cats don't talk back.
Look, can we call a truce or something? I heard what happened to your daughter. I'm sorry. What I don't know would fill an ocean, that's obvious. But I am a paramedic, and I've helped battered women... And worse. I've sat with them in emergency. Held their hands. I'm really sorry. What's your daughter's name?
Emma. It was 3 years ago. She was out at a bar with her friends celebrating the end of exams. She started flirting with a guy. 2 hours later, she was found beaten, raped, and left in a ditch.
How is she doing now?
Emma was going to be a veterinarian or a firefighter, but only after she traveled around the world. All those dreams ended that night, and now I support her in a tiny apartment with all the doors locked and the curtains closed. Your party. You're always putting down the letter writers and sign waivers as a bunch of lunatics. But I think people have to take responsibility for the misery they cause. And now I'll leave you with the cats. I gotta go speak in the house.
Bye, Herb. Hey, Renee.
Where are you?
The cat sanctuary.
Good. You're close by. The house leader called. Lars Edmonds has come down with the flu.
You're kidding.
I think it's an excuse to get out of house duty and fly home early. But Madame Dobchuk needs you right away. Slip in the side door and avoid the victims' rights rally out front.
It's all right. I'll walk through.
Your choice.
Protect the innocent! Change the bill! Protect the innocent!
Excuse me?
What do we want? Justice.
Excuse me.
Are you an MP?
I'm the member for East Melbourne.
Oh, then read this.
Thanks. Where are you from?
Vancouver.
That's a a long way to come. What brings you here?
Oh, it's a long story.
I got a little time. I'll walk with you.
Just as my wife was backing out to go to the store, two carloads of kids came street racing down the stretch in front of our house, plowed right into her. When the ambulance arrived, the paramedics didn't know where to begin. The bodies everywhere. I tried to stabilize my wife, but she was dead before.
I'm sorry.
She had backed out a second later. We hadn't needed milk.
You just keep rewinding things in your mind.
How do you know?
I was a paramedic for 10 years. We spent lots of time at the end of a shift wishing we could change an outcome. It's only human. What happened was not your fault.
But if...
It doesn't help to think that way. Being here helps. Speaking out about what you know helps. And now, I have to get back. Thanks for talking to me.
Well, thanks for listening.
What do we want? Justice!
I'm here.
Where have you been? I've been staring at Proctor's face on the monitor for 15 minutes. He's wrapping up. Get in there and hammer him.
No, I don't want to.
What?
I don't feel right about it. His daughter was raped.
Well, get over it.
Pardon?
Open the papers. There's murder and mayhem on every page. Should we just lock the whole world up?
Well, no, but I know where these people are coming from. I've just been out at the demo. They make good points.
Well, of course they do. It's never black or white. Like I said...
I know. It's an ethical workout each and every day.
That's right.
But we do have to protect the innocent.
Locking up more kids doesn't cut crime rates. Tackling the causes does. Read the stats. Now get in there. This is important. They want to change the law.
But I'm no expert.
You were elected. That's your expertise.
That's scary.
Well, don't shortchange yourself.
But I'm not...
Nellie, we're not going to win this round. The government's been pushing these amendments for a long time, but I need you to go in there and challenge them.
Okay.
Responsibility. I see my time is up. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Questions and comments. The honorable member from East Nova...
Mr. Speaker, I want to thank the member from Alberta Grasslands for some of his points. He did make some good points. I'm also aware that a member of his family has been a victim of senseless violence, and I can't even begin to imagine the pain that that has caused. But I want to ask him how his government can say that their goal is to protect the innocent when in my own community of East Nova, the same government has just cut off funding to our only women's shelter, the one and only safe haven in our community for women fleeing violence.
Renee, you're still here.
Oh, just trying to clean up some things.
Oh, I feel like I just went through a car wash and got spit out the other end.
You just got a call from a very happy farmer. What did you say to him?
Nothing, I just listened.
Well, he didn't vote for you in the by-election, but plans to next time.
What next time?
Did you fill out the disclosure form?
Oh, I forgot.
Nellie!
Sorry, I'll bring it in tomorrow.
Oh, you always...
I got an idea. Let's go bowling.
Pardon?
Bowling. Let's just kick back and go bowling. We can grab a cab. They'll know where the lanes are. Oh, you don't want to.
Oh, I haven't bowled since I was 14.
Well, then it's time you did. Fun, eh?
Oh, oui.
I used to bowl all the time with girlfriends. That's what you did in a small town, until we discovered boys and beer. What about you?
Well, we walked back and forth along the river between the mall and the pool hall until we discovered boys and beer and whatever else.
Ah, whatever else can get you into lots of trouble.
Oh, c'est vrai. We should stop soon. You've got a long day. And then votes on the justice bill.
This will be the last frame. You know, what happened to Proctor's daughter could have happened to me.
What do you mean?
Well, she was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I've been there. I was in the wrong place full time for a couple of years. It was just a lucky break. I didn't end up in a ditch or in jail.
Jail?
Well, that's why. You know, the disclosure form?
What about it?
You know where it asks if you've ever done anything illegal?
Don't say anymore.
What?
I don't want to hear this.
But...
I can't know this.
But you're always bugging me about...
I said this conversation is not happening.
Renee...
Drop it. Forms get lost. Simple as that. Okay?
You're something else, Renee.
Whose turn is it?
Yours.
Bon. Let me see what I can do.
Lean a little bit more to the right.
Here goes nothing!
You got a strike!
Awesome!
The member from Chibucto Head, Mr. Finney. The member from Regina Lumsden, Mr. Nystrom.
What a zoo.
And what animal are you?
Porcupine.
That sounds about right. There wasn't a bad question you asked yesterday.
You didn't give much of an answer.
It's politics.
Right.
Please rise.
I went back and read about your daughter's case in the papers. The young guy who did it was abused himself, addicted by the time he was 16. More jail time is not going to help someone like that. I believe in second chances.
You're wrong. But at least I know you've thought about it.
I'm not wrong.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Shh. It's time for me to vote.
The member from Alberta Grasslands, Mr. Proctor. The vote is complete. The amendments to the Youth Criminal Justice Bill have carried. This House stands adjourned until next Monday at 11 a.m. pursuant to Standing Order 24-1.
You won that.
I guess so.
You don't look too happy.
Nothing's changed for my daughter. See ya.
Herb, if that had happened to my son, I don't know how I would have voted.
Yeah.
See you next week.
Hey, Renee. Vote's over. I'm getting to be an old hand at this. What's going on? Hey, we made the national news.
That's the demonstration outside your writing office today.
Wow, there's a lot of people.
It didn't go well, Nelly.
What happened?
It seems that Sean couldn't leave well enough alone when they started throwing tomatoes at the door.
Renee, what's that in the window? Is that Sean's bare butt?
What?
Well,
hold on.
That's a twist.
Hello?
That's it for the evening news. I'm Bob.
D'accord.
Oh, just kill me now.
No, I can't do that. That was the leader. He wants to see you first thing Monday morning. He'll probably do it himself.
Been listening to episode 3 of Backbencher, written by Wendy Lill. In the cast today, Joanne Miller is Nellie Gordon. Louise Renault is Renee LeBlanc. Lee J. Campbell is Herb Proctor. Christopher Shore is Lars Edmonds. Susan Stackhouse is Anna Dobchuk. Corey Bowles is Sean Higgins. Christian Murray is the demonstrator. And Morley Austin, Gary Levert, and Aaron Weber round out the cast. The program is broadcast Thursdays on CBC Radio 1 at 11:30 a.m. and 11:05 p.m. and across North America on Sirius 137. You can also podcast the show by going to the website at cbc.ca/backbencher and follow the links. And if you've missed any earlier episodes, you can find them on the website and podcast them as well. That's cbc.ca/backbencher. Next time on Backbencher, despite her best intentions to stay out of the media, Nellie finds herself on the wrong side of her party again. The party leader, Charlie Dunn, is not amused.
Nellie, let's walk the caucus.
The thing with Brady.
You screwed up big time.
His brother's a firefighter.
I don't care what the hell his brother is. You fell for the oldest trick in the book, the we're all in the same camp bull.
I thought we were just walking along, kind of sharing thoughts.
You don't share thoughts with the media.
No.
The media doesn't care about your thoughts.
Right.
Or mine. What they care about is putting daylight between members of our team, dividing us, throwing us off our game plan.
I didn't think
there'll be a pack of reporters hounding every MP about salaries for the rest of the week. Any hope of getting coverage for the firefighters will probably go right out of the window.
That sucks.
I'm going to have to discipline you. No questions at question period for a month.
Okay.
And you're on notice.
Meaning what?
Meaning I can't afford to have people around who aren't team players.
I am a team player.
Then show me. There's the pack, waiting at the caucus door. You ready to run the gauntlet?
Ready as I'll ever be.
What are the magic words?
No comment.
Let's go.
Miss Gordon, are you speaking on behalf of me?
Miss Gordon,
no comment.
Excuse me.
That's coming up on the next episode of Backbencher. If you have a comment you'd like to send us, email backbencher@cbc.ca. We'd love to hear from you. Backbencher is produced in Halifax by Peggy Hemsworth. Pat Martin is the recording engineer, and Maggie Rahr is the associate producer. Dave Carley is the script editor, and the series concept is by Wendy Lill. The executive producer is Tom Anico.